From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 18, The Wells of Mataranka.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Save your tears, girl. Your father wouldn't thank you for them. Now take hold of that shovel and fill in the grave.
Mother, we said no prayers, nothing.
Don't know any prayers. Now get busy with the shovel, go on.
All right.
The only prayers your father knew were for rain. But the look of that black sky, it's coming at last. Trust him to miss out on it. Lena, keep shoveling, can't you? Or do you want an arthritic old woman to do it for you, eh? Keep shoveling, girl!
Well, so far, so good.
Yeah. Mr. Mark, I'll hold him the fence post while you shovel in, eh?
Yeah, I've got a better idea, Lightning. You do the shoveling, and I'll do the holding. Come on, get cracking.
Well, well, well. Hard at it, eh?
Hello, Adam. Just getting the corner post in.
So I see. Good work. When it's finished, we'll have a fine new horse yard.
Yeah, and I'll have a fine new crop of blisters.
You know, Mike, we might even extend the new yard to the cell block behind the station. Make a nice tidy setup.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll... take your word for it. Right, well, that should hold it for now. Oh, you know, I'm darned if I can see the point of building a new horse yard. It isn't as if we're going to de-mechanize the force. Or are we?
Hardly. But I want to run some horses of my own. I've had spies out for some time, now looking for stock, but the good ones are hard to find.
Oh, is that why you're going to get in touch with Alf Galloway?
Yes, he called me up this morning from Mataranka. He has a colt for me, already broken to the saddle. It's one of the Cressida colts, bred on the station. And you know how good Cressida is?
Well, I'm afraid I've never met her.
Met her? Damn it, she's a brood mare.
Oh, then that explains it.
Mike, old fella, you've been toiling too long in the sun. You're fed up, and I don't blame you. I'll tell you what. We'll skip Marty's tea and scones and go down to the pub. What you need is a long, cold beer. Or maybe two.
Now you're talking. I'll just wash the grime off. Hello. Callers.
Now, who the devil's this?
It's a pretty dilapidated old van, I must say.
G'day!
G'day! What can I do for you?
More to the point, what can I do for you? The name's Fairbrother. Sandy Fairbrother. The name doesn't mean much to you, jokers, I can see.
That means nothing, I'm afraid. What's your trouble, Mr. Fairbrother?
I haven't any troubles, Captain. I'm the most trouble-free joker this side of Darwin.
Lucky you. And I'm Sergeant Strang in charge around here. This is Constable Dawson.
How do?
Glad to meet you, Constable. And you, Sergeant Strang. My word, it's a real pleasure. I've heard about you all over the place. I travel, you see.
In what?
I'm a saddler by trade.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, it's a dying art. But that's why I reckon you might have heard of me. I've been knocking around the territory a good many years now, and that means a lot of my saddles are kicking around, too. Maybe you know the Baronia brand.
I know it. A good saddle in its time.
My old man started that brand over in Queensland years back. He used to put in every stitch by hand. Believe it or not, he made saddles to order for some of the top jockeys in the country. He taught me and my brothers the trade. And now, well, there's only me still at it.
Traveling around, eh?
Just like a damn hawker. But it's better than being stuck in some city factory, breaking a back over a machine. Ah, I see you're building a new horse yard.
That's right.
I noticed a couple of hacks as I came over. Now, how are you off for saddlery, Sergeant?
We're all right. The government sees to that.
Sure, sure. And how about repairs? I've got a bench in the back of my van over there. I can fix anything from a broken rein to a poly saddle with its stuffing coming out.
Well, I'm afraid you're out of luck, Mr. Fairbrother.
Ah, Sandy will do. You do your own repairs, then?
We do. Anything too big for us, we send back to the depot.
Yeah, that's the way things go these days. It's hard for players. As I said, mine's a dying art. People just don't want to know anymore. But I'd rather do a slow starve out in the big country than live off my fat in the city. At least out here a man's his own boss. And that's worth all the gold in the Royal Colonial Mint, believe you.
Casper Siding, Charlie Lacey here.
This is Malabar Plains Police.
I believe you're trying to raise us.
Oh, yes. Is Sergeant Strang there, please?
I'm afraid he isn't, Mr. Lacey. This is Marty Strang speaking.
Oh, hello, Marty. Could you pass a message on to Adam when he gets in?
Of course.
I suppose I'm silly to worry about it, but there's a chap who lives up in the hills above Mataranka. His name's Marriott, Arnold Marriott, known as the Jigger. You got that, Marty?
Arnold Marriott, nicknamed the Jigger. Yes, Mr. Lacey?
He was a well-known jockey once down south. Well, for the past 5 years, he's been living with his wife and daughter like hillbillies up there on what we call the Saddleback. Jigger's a diabetic.
A what?
Diabetic. He has a supply of insulin flown in every 3 months by the flying doctor, regular as clockwork, so he can keep himself alive. The insulin's delivered to me, and I keep it in my fridge until the old Jigger comes down from the mountain to my store and picks it up. Marty, I've had his last supply for the past 3 weeks, and he hasn't collected. I'm really worried. The insulin's got to be kept at the right temperature, and my fridge isn't the best.
Have you tried to get word to him, Mr. Lacey?
Well, he's a hard man to reach. Trouble is, we've been having rainstorms this past fortnight on and off, and that doesn't make things easier.
Mr. Lacey, haven't the Marriotts got a radio?
No, they haven't. The only mod con they've got up there is a kerosene fridge for the insulin. They're really cut off. Only time I ever see Jigger is when he calls in for his insulin supply and takes back with him enough stores to last him for the next 3 months. Marty, will you tell Adam about this?
Yes, of course, Mr. Lacey. The moment he gets back.
Thanks. By the way, have you had any rain down your way?
Not enough to wet a cat. We've had a lot of thunder and lightning at nights. Clouds pile up, then go away again. And it's supposed to be the rainy season.
Yeah, blood if I know which is worse, the wet or the drought. Either way, you can't win.
Is there anyone at home?
Coming! Marty, there's someone in the front store. I'll have to go. Oh, and while I think of it, Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you, Mr. Lacey. Goodbye.
Bye, Marty. Well, now, what can I do? Lena Marriott.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lacey. You look as though you'd seen a ghost.
Well, I didn't exactly expect to see you, Lena. Goodness me, you gave me quite a turn. You see, I was only just this minute talking about you. Well, that is about your father.
What were you saying about him?
Nothing bad, my dear. It's just that I was worried about him not coming to collect his supplies.
Well, I've come.
Yeah, it's a relief. Great relief, I can tell you. I was starting to think something had happened to Jigger, knowing how his life depends on that insulin.
You shouldn't have worried.
Of course I worried. I called up the police and told them.
Police?
Well, who else? Adam Strang's the nearest, and goodness knows he's far enough away. Out in this country, Lena, hardships are shared. And problems, like getting insulin to your dad.
I've come for it. And for our stores, so there's no reason to go on about it.
Meaning your dad's all right?
Why shouldn't he be? Of course he's all right.
Well, the insulin he has to take...
The package came, didn't it? The flying doctor wouldn't get held up by the rain.
It came weeks ago, Lena. I've got it here for you. Now, if you'll give me your grocery list, I'll start making it up.
Here's the list.
Oh, I see, thanks. Yeah. Not as many stores as usual this time, Lena. Not a very long list.
It's all we need. My mother said...
Your mother? And did she come down the mountain with you?
No, of course not. I drove down by myself.
Must be the first time you've made the trip on your own.
Yes.
Rough, eh, in that old car of yours.
Yeah, it was terrible. Mr. Lacey, are you going to give me my stores or aren't you?
Now, there's no need to get excited. We've got plenty of time, plenty of daylight hours left.
But I have to get back, please, Mr. Lacey.
Right. One sack of potatoes, half of flour. Yeah, I hope your car's parked handy.
It's just outside. I can carry the things out as you give them to me.
Where I come from, Lena, young girls don't carry sacks of spuds.
Young girls. Mr. Lacey, do I look young?
You're cooped up too much on the Saddleback. It's time you went back to the city, Lena. Package of salt, right?
I'm never back.
Never? Oh, that's silly talk, Lena, if you'll excuse me. You can't spend the rest of your life on a mountain. It's sinful.
A lot of things seem sinful. But things aren't always what they seem, are they?
Lena, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
It's your dad, isn't it? He's very sick, eh?
No.
Lena.
Look, Mr. Lacey, please, please, will you just give me the parcel and my stores and let me get away, will you?
Yes, Lena.
And if the police come asking questions, you tell them they'll be wasting their time if they try to climb the Saddleback. We don't want the police. We don't need help. We just want to be left alone. Now let's start loading up the car, shall we, Mr. Lacey?
Hello there. Sergeant Strang, are you home?
What do you want?
Oh, excuse me. I was looking for the sergeant.
Mr. Fairbrother, isn't it?
Sandy the Saddler. I just looked in to say so long to the sergeant. I'm on my way north.
Well, I'm afraid he's out on patrol. He won't be back till sundown.
Oh, well, I'll be well on my way by then. I just wanted to thank Sergeant Strang for sending me out to Folly Down Station. I got a day's work out of Miss Gordon, repairing some harness.
Oh, that's good. Well, you can see Constable Dawson, if you like.
Oh, is he home?
Yes, you'll find him in his room, down there at the end of the veranda.
Great, I'll just put my head in. Thanks, Miss Strang.
Yeah?
Excuse me, Constable. Miss Strang said you were here, sir.
Sandy Fairbrother. Come in.
Thanks.
Oh, glad to see you. Hey, have a seat. I'm a bit cluttered, I'm afraid. I don't believe in wasting 1 inch of space in my quarters.
Oh, very nice quarters, too, I must say. Ah, well, now, it's good to take the weight off. I've been going like a scalded cat since I went out to Folly Downs. Got a good day's work out of him.
How'd you get on with Pat Gordon?
A bit of all right, isn't she? I mean, for a station owner.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, no offense. It's just that, well, station owners aren't like you and me, are they? I mean, they're up there and we're down here, as you might say.
Where are you off to next?
North. Maybe I'll make my way to Darwin the long way round. That is, if the old jalopy stays on its wheels. It's just about ready to give up the ghost. Hey, that's a fine pair of spurs you have hanging up there. Silver, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, the spurs, yeah. They're a trophy. Won them when I was in the South Australian Mounted Division. They must have been short of competitors that year.
It must be great to have trophies on the wall. Pictures, books, your own things. In a home that doesn't jump around.
Oh, a policeman's life does have its drawbacks, you know.
Michael, the transceiver.
Yeah, what did I tell you? We're out in the back of beyond, but still they find us.
Michael, there's a drover on the line. He wants a permit to move cattle.
I'll see to him.
And I'd better be on my way. Can't waste time chatting all day. So long, Mike.
So long, Sandy. I hope things break better for you.
You never can tell. So long, Miss Strang. See you some more.
Oh, it's muggy tonight. Marty, maybe we'll need veranda blinds out here after all.
Don't count on it, Michael. The rain's as far off as it ever was.
I suppose you're right. Just now, Adam was saying that they're moving cattle out of the Minjim country. The drought's so bad down there.
Glad at least he was talking to you. I just left him, eating his solitary dinner in dignified silence.
I know the feeling when you come off patrol.
Oh, here he is now.
Checked the log, Adam. Inspected the defences and so forth.
I checked the log, Constable Dawson, and I trust your defences are sound.
What's that supposed to mean?
Michael, I think you're sitting in his chair.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Don't move. This chair will do. Just fine. And I was referring to the fact that you let our travelling saddler slip away.
What's this?
You mean Sandy Fairbrother?
The one and only. The rather scruffy gent with the fixed and anxious smile. The man who'd rather starve out back than be a millionaire in the city. Sandy the Saddler. I came home by way of Folly Downs.
What's he done?
Fairbrother, he used our goodwill and Pat Gordon's. Out of sheer charity, she gave him a week's work.
A week? But he said
a week. Fairbrother elected to work one day. He botched up some harness repairs, told Pat's overseer he had urgent business up north, and departed. Incidentally, he took with him a brand new stock saddle worth $100.
Oh, no.
He must have thought the theft wouldn't be detected, but Pat's overseer was suspicious and checked after Fairbrother left, which was bad luck for Fairbrother.
My silver spurs!
Eh?
Michael!
No, it's all right. I just remembered. No, he can't have taken them. I saw him off the premises. Cool. When I think how sorry for him I felt... Yeah, it's enough to make you spit chips.
Adam, does Pat want to prosecute? Over the stolen saddle, I mean.
No, she doesn't. But I do. Pat was kind to him and he robbed her. I'll make the beggar sweat when I catch up with him.
When? Adam, he cleared out hours ago. He'll be 100 miles away by now.
He isn't, you know. He called at Lacey's store over at Casper Siding just after sundown.
You've been talking to Charlie Lacey?
I called him up just now. That story of yours about the Marriotts had worried me, Marty, so I got on to Charlie and talked to him about it.
And he mentioned seeing Fairbrother?
Yes. It seems Fairbrother asked the way out to the saddleback, claimed to be a friend of Jigger Marriott from the old racing days.
Mr. Lacey said that Jigger used to be a jockey.
Right. Now, the point is... I know at least where Fairbrother is tonight. And Lacey said it's raining there, so Fairbrother could be stuck for a while. I intend to call on the Marriotts at Saddleback tomorrow. Very early breakfast, please, Marty. I'll be leaving at first light.
Yes, Adam. You going alone?
No, I'll take Lightning with me. If necessary, he can drive the Land Rover back.
I don't get you.
Well, the Saddleback's just north of Mataranka Station.
Mm-hmm.
And with luck, I'll clear up the Marriott mystery, put handcuffs on our roving saddler, and at the same time pick up the Cressida de Colt from Mataranka and ride it home.
Oh, Sergeant, sir, you think of everything.
I try to. Well, now, what's it to be before lights out? A three-handed game of crib, or listening on the Outback radio? Or maybe we could have both at once, which would make a nice change.
It's no use, Lena. The van's bogged down deeper than it was last night.
What are you going to do, Sandy?
Oh, leave it on the track. What else can I do?
We'd better get back to the house. I'm getting drenched.
Come on then, Lena. Grab me on. That's the idea. We'll run for it. In you go.
Whew. So, you're back. Oh, Mother, it's really heavy now. It looks as if it's set in.
It never sets in.
Now, Mrs. Marriott, you know that's not right. Once the wet starts, the rain can keep up for months.
Only once in the 5 years we've been living in this hellhole.
Now, Mother, why don't you just sit down quietly?
I don't want to sit down. Rain makes me restless.
I know the feeling.
Do you now?
Sandy's car can't be budged. It's up to its axles down the track. He'll have to leave it.
That's too bad. But while you're stuck here, you can make yourself useful. I need some wood for the stove.
And just as soon as the rain eases off, I'll be out there at that wood heap. You know, it's like being in the Ark up here, up on top of Ararat with the floodwaters all round. Got any doves we can send out?
No, I'm afraid not. We've never seen proper floodwaters, as Mother said. These have been terribly dry years.
Then what do they use those concrete tanks for? I saw them as I was coming up the mountain track.
They're storage tanks.
For the Mataranka wells. Oh, a few years ago, the owners of Mataranka reckoned they could make a watershed out of the Saddleback. Oh, it was a grand scheme. They were going to store water up here and pipe it down to the plain. Irrigation. They were going to grow tobacco. Tobacco! Couldn't grow weeds.
So the irrigation scheme failed.
It couldn't work without regular rains. Those wells are useless and the tanks are bone dry and cracked. The jigger always said he had lived to see the land flourish green as a bay tree. He didn't.
Yeah, it was a shock to find old Jigger dead. I knew him well on the race tracks in the old days.
Old days? How far back do you go? Yesterday?
Mother, there's no need to be rude. Sandy came here to see Father. He's a guest.
Is he? I never invited him. Coming here in the middle of the night, frightening the wits out of us, dumping his gear on our back veranda. I can't get in or out of my own kitchen.
I'll clear it up presently.
I'll do all the clearing up in this place. And don't get any ideas of staying on here. I don't care how wet it is. You'll get that van of yours and move it off our mountain, you hear?
I'm not deaf.
You leave him be. He'll stay just as long as I want him to.
So that's the way of it. The first thing in pants that comes along and... You never stop trying, do you, Lena? You never stop trying.
Why, the old battle axe. I don't mind what she says to me. My shoulders are broad. But having a go at you that way. Oh, Lena.
Oh, don't mind me. It's all right.
No, it isn't all right. Here, here, use my shoulder.
Oh, Sandy, you're the first decent person I've talked to for months and months. It's been dreadful living up here like crows on a high fence, waiting for the rain, just waiting.
Ah, take it easy, girl. I've had things rough too, you know, all my life, real rough. You wouldn't believe.
All Dad could talk about was the old days, the big days when he wore racing silks for rich men and lived like a prince. A prince. He pulled one horse too many and they broke him. And we ran away here to hide. We've been hiding ever since.
But last night you told me you went back to the city. You said you were a teacher down there.
Yes. I was a teacher, and I loved it. I loved someone else as well, Sandy. He was married. Didn't work out. He went back to his wife.
Stone me, you've had a bundle, haven't you?
So I came home. It was awful, the sense of having failed. I knew I could never go back.
I know the feeling well, but never say die. You've still got your looks, and things will be different. Now, poor old Jigger doesn't have to hide anymore.
Oh, that's just it. We have to hide now, Mother and I. More than ever, we have to hide.
And we aren't the only ones.
Mother.
Fair brother, your gear's still on the back veranda. I haven't touched it. I don't want to touch it after I saw the Folly Downs brand on that fine stock saddle of yours.
Mother.
What's all the fuss about? I bought that saddle from Pat Gordon, boss of Folly Downs. Paid a good money for it, too.
How much?
Now, see here, don't push me, missus. I'm an easygoing man, but don't push me.
I knew it. You stole that saddle. It's written all over your face. You and your fine big talk. You're just a thief on the run.
And what are you, eh, Mrs. High and Mighty Marriott? I talked to Lacey down at the store when I asked the way here. He said Lena had picked up the old man's insulin. He reckoned Jigger must be pretty crook by now without insulin. I get here, and Jigger had been dead and buried for days. What'll he die of, eh?
My husband died of diabetes. There was no one to do it for us, so we found a decent box for him and buried him.
Then acted like he was still alive. Why did you do that, eh? It'll take some explaining away, won't it? I mean, they've got laws covering that kind of thing. Why, the police might even suspect murder.
Murder? Oh, no. No! We only did what we thought best for Jigger. Oh, Lena. Lena, what are we going to do?
Pull yourself together, Mother. Look, the rain's stopped. The sun's coming out. It'll be the same as it always was. In an hour, the ground will be dry again and the sun burning down. Mr. Fairbrother, take your gear and get back to the van.
Now, let's not be hasty, Lena. I was only having a go at the old woman. Look, I want to help you. We could even try a fresh start together. How about it, eh? We feel the same. We're losers. And I like you, Lena. I'm that sorry for you. Why, you little...
I don't want your pity now.
Now, wait a minute.
Get out! I said outdoor!
Now, see here, nobody pushes me around.
Don't bet on it, fair brother.
Who the... Sergeant Strang. Where did you spring from? Well, now, this is a surprise. How did you get your car up the track?
I came up on horseback. Fair brother, I'm using my special powers to search your belongings. I'm looking for a missing saddle.
You'll find it out in the back veranda, Sergeant
Strang. You old... And I'll tell you what else you'll find, copper. You'll find a grave on the hillside down there. Jigger Marriott's grave. Ask him what he died of. Go on, ask him.
Well, Mrs. Marriott?
I can tell you, Sergeant. My father killed himself. I found him in the shed down there. He'd hanged himself.
Oh, I see.
He couldn't forget the old days, what he'd once been. And the shame, the hiding away, it was too much. We buried him.
And suppressed the fact of his death. You gave Charlie Lacey the impression that Jigger was still alive.
We had to have food, Sergeant. But we couldn't bear to tell everybody how he died. It seemed easier this way.
Nothing's easy in our country, Mrs. Marriott. What do you say, fair brother?
I say go to hell!
Oh, no, you don't!
No, don't hit me, don't hit me.
A dingo to the last. I think the handcuffs are indicated. Now put out your hands, fair brother. Thank you. That'll keep you on ice till I can get transport to take you back.
Well, you could take our car, Sergeant. In a little while, the track will be dried out.
And you'll want to take Lena and me back too, won't you? If you think we've done wrong.
I shall have to examine the grave, Mrs. Marriott. I represent the law. I have to make sure. You understand?
We understand, Sergeant Strang. And you'll find that we have told you the truth. There's nothing left to fear, is there? I think it's time we came out of hiding. Time we left this place to its ghosts, Mother and I.
Well, Mike, there he goes, the Cressida colt. Settling down nicely in that fine horse yard you built.
I hope he appreciates it.
We all do, old man. Come on and I'll buy you a beer.
Good idea.
Ooh, Adam!
Oh, there's no rest for the wicked. What's up, Marty?
You want it on the transceiver. You'll never believe. It's a newspaper reporter calling from the Alice about the Marriott case.
A reporter? Good grief, it didn't take him long to get onto that.
There's nothing for him to get onto, Mike. As far as I'm concerned, the Marriott case is closed. Marty, did Lena get safely on the southbound plane?
Yes, and at the last minute her mother decided to go with her. Somehow I had the feeling that Lena was glad. At least they can face things together.
With luck, they'll be able to lose themselves in the city and the newspapers won't bother with them anymore. After all, why should they? There's no story in an old woman and a young one putting the past behind them and starting a new life.
But Adam, what about the Alice Springs reporter?
Oh, I'll talk to him, of course. I'll tell him how the wells of Mataranka have started to flow again after all these years. Could make quite a story.
But what will you tell him about Jigger Marriott's death?
No mystery there, Marty. Jigger Marriott, once a famous jockey, died before help could reach him. That's all the world needs to know. The Padre has consecrated his grave. He's at peace now. Up there, above the wells of Mataranka.
That was episode 18 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.